In 1989, theater director Andre Gregory assembled a group of actors, including Wallace Shawn and Julianne Moore, to rehearse Chekhov's Uncle Vanya. After working on it off and on for several years and performing it only for small groups of friends, Mr. Gregory enlisted Louis Malle to capture their performance in a film version. It was released as Vanya on 42nd Street, and it turned out to be the great French director's last film. Now the Criterion Collection has reissued it in a new high-definition digital restoration with an accompanying documentary about how the production developed and how the film was made. I'm very pleased to welcome Andre Gregory back to our show now to tell us about it. Hi.
Hi.
It strikes me as an unusual project in almost every way. How did you come to organize it in the first place?
If you think that's unusual... 8 days ago, we just completed a film with Jonathan Demme of my production of Ibsen's Master Builder, which we had been rehearsing on and off for 14 years.
Oh, boy. And that's with Wally Shawn, too?
Yes, it is. Vanya we'd rehearsed for 4 years. But this was perhaps the great Shaggy Dog story of the American theater or any theater.
Well, what was your goal? Did you see it as a kind of acting workshop or a way to explore classic work with the hope of understanding it better?
You mean the Vanya?
Yes. And then, by extension,
yeah.
The Ibsen.
As with anything I do, both plays and actors, I never audition actors. I just fall in love with them. And I fall in love with a play, and I have no goal. Obviously, in most theater productions, one has a goal to open, to be successful.
And have a lot of people see it and make some money.
Yes. But I only have audiences of, as you may know, between 17 and 30 maximum. And the reason that I have such small audiences, which, of course, is why it's wonderful that Vanya was made into a film, so many people... could see it. But I feel in the theater that our eyes have been changed by film and television so that we're used to seeing in close-up. So I like the audience to be really close.
Well, in this case, the film uses a lot of close-up, the final version.
Right.
But you're saying the actors were prepared for that because... they had worked so intimately in the first place.
Yeah, they were already film actors. The kind of acting they were doing was, I'd say, not so much acting as being.
Well, why Chekhov rather than Shakespeare, for example? And why Uncle Vanya rather than The Seagull or The Cherry Orchard or Three Sisters?
Well, why Rebecca more than Jeanette? there's suddenly... a play that comes along, you fall in love with, and it has something to do with some part of myself that I need to explore. And I would say with Vanya, it was sort of like the, you know that great film where the evangelical shouts over the radio, "I want you to go on your... fire escape, and I want you to shout, I'm mad as hell, and I don't want to take this anymore." Well, I think there was something in me that was mad as hell about where the United States was going. And also, I think a main theme of Vanya is people who are dissatisfied with what they have and always want something they don't have. And I think you should celebrate what you already have in your life.
You work with a version that was adapted by David Mamet. How does it differ from other translations? Is it particularly American?
It's quite American. But I think, you know, Wally Shawn translated the Ibsen we just did. I think if I had known at the time that we were going to work on it for 4 years... and if I had ever known it was going to actually be a film, I think I would have asked Wally to translate it.
What you leave out is slang, but otherwise it's pretty much contemporary American speech.
Yes, yeah.
And Wally has done that with other things as well. He did a version of Threepenny Opera, for example.
Yes.
Do you find that you have more freedom working with a translation of a foreign language play than with an English language classic, like something from Shakespeare?
You know... for some reason, I've always felt that Shakespeare and I are oil and water. That, you know, there's some people you love but you don't want to marry. I love to read Shakespeare. If it's Peter Brook directing, I love to see Shakespeare. But I just don't feel he's a writer who's meant for me, and vice versa.
Now, you said you have to fall in love with the play and fall in love with the actors. So how did you go about casting this? Did you audition actors for the roles? Or did people you knew and say, hey, I think you'd be great for this?
No, I never auditioned. I've never auditioned an actor. I don't believe in auditions. It was either people I knew or people who had been recommended to me. I didn't know Julianne Moore, but a casting director who's very close to me.
You lucked out, didn't you? But she also had to be willing to make a major commitment, although I think at the beginning everybody thought it was just going to be weeks or a month or so.
Yes, nobody was making a major commitment. Nobody signed a contract. And the agreement at the beginning was we would rehearse for one summer. So, and you could get out any time you wanted.
Well, you know, in some cases, I'm sure they wanted to have paying jobs and would have to leave. So would you just suspend rehearsals for a while?
No, I run what is like a health club for actors. They go out and make their livings as they need to do. And then if a time comes when none of them have a paying job, I gather them all together and we work for a week or 3 weeks or a month. And that's part of the reason why it goes on for years.
Well, you keep on learning new things when you work on something that long. On the other hand, it's a kind of a luxury few people have.
Well, it's a luxury, yes, but it's not an economic luxury because, like the structure of the Actors Studio that I belonged to when I was a kid, actors would come there twice a week for 3 weeks or a year, and they would just develop themselves.
Well, does this grow out of the Actors Studio? Because it seems to me it comes as much out of 60s ideas like the living theater. Do you see this as somehow an exercise in the method?
No, although Lee Strasberg had a very strong influence on my work, but so did Bertolt Brecht and so did Jerzy Grotowski.
Now, the real surprise casting would have been Wally Shawn, who, based on the evidence of the film, turns out to be one of the finest Vanyas that has ever performed the part.
And he is certainly the finest master builder who's ever performed the part.
But I gather that you had to convince him to take the role.
I had to convince him to take both roles. But I happen to feel that one of the things that is absolutely unique about Wally is that not only is he our greatest playwright, I think he's our greatest character actor, and that people have underestimated his talent and his abilities.
But we mostly see him in films when he's acting. He writes for
yes,
the theater.
Right.
And once in a while he'll perform a one-man play that he's written. But this is something quite different. And
no,
he said he didn't want to do theater?
Pardon?
He said he didn't want to do theater.
He didn't want to do these roles. He didn't think he was up to it.
Well, was he as good from the start? Because he embodies Vanya, but he'd been working on the part for 4 years by the time the film was made.
Well, you know, if you work for 4 years or 14, as I just have, it isn't that you get better and better. It's that you get deeper and deeper. You know, so from day one of rehearsal, you can be quite fascinating, and by day 1,242, you've hit depths. You know, it's like fishing. You go out on your fishing boat, and when you're in shallow waters, you get one kind of fish, and when you really get out deep, you get the marlin and the tuna.
Yeah, I've heard actors talk about the tension between directors who wanted a lot of takes and the other ones who wanted on the first take when they felt they could do something better on a second or a third take.
Right. Well, when I was in The Last Temptation of Christ playing John the Baptist, Marty Scorsese at the end of one take, I think, said, "That's great, let's move on." And I said, "You know, Marty, I think there's something in me that I can't quite touch. Could we try again?" And he gave me an amazing direction, and we were both right.
My guest is Andre Gregory, who is the director of, it's a very weird kind of a thing, the director of the theater production that was then filmed by Louis Malle and was released as Vanya on 42nd Street to great acclaim, now has been reissued by Criterion Collection in a new high-definition digital restoration.
It's gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
Visually gorgeous. Yeah.
And one of the things that is immediately striking is the deteriorating theater on 42nd Street that you performed this in. You didn't rehearse there for 4 years, did you?
No, we rehearsed in lofts and apartments all over the city. But, you know, it's not just 42nd Street. I live in the West Village, and Bleecker Street, which was one of the great old streets, has suddenly turned into Madison Avenue. It's the whole city, really.
Well, I imagine that when people are working together this long, and we should mention some of the other actors, Larry Pine, for example, who's wonderful, what happens to the relationships during all of those years? Do they wind up feeling like they were actually related to each other, stuck in some crumbling old farmhouse?
I don't know about a crumbling old farmhouse, but I'm by nature an ecstatic, and I love my work. In rehearsal, I create an environment of real joy, hard work, depth, and joy. And so I would say that many of us have histories of coming from horrible families, but I create a very happy family.
Well, in this case, then you decided that you wanted people to see it. You didn't sell tickets. You just invited people like Baryshnikov, Mike Nichols, Susan Sontag,
right,
Tim Robbins, Lauren Bacall.
Well, those weren't
ordinary audience.
But those weren't the only people. We invited friends, and some friends were famous and some friends were colleagues that we had worked with for many years. You know, I was having, as I walked over here, I was having a kind of interesting thought, which I throw out just for older listeners. I just came from, just now, from seeing a beautiful documentary by Cindy Klein, which is just being finished, of my life and my work, called Before Dinner and After Dinner. And of course, 8 days ago, I finished this collaboration with Jonathan Demme, who's shooting The Master Builder. And next year, I'm going to be directing three of Wally Shawn's plays at the Public Theater. And this beautiful version of Vanya is coming out. Now, I'm not saying that to tap myself on the shoulder. I'm saying it because next week I'll be 78, and I think it's a great example of the fact that you never, except in some unusual cases like bad illness and what have you, and I was ill last year, you don't have to give up in your later years. They can be just as creative and just as rich as your younger years.
Now, you had made a film, a very famous film, My Dinner with Andre, directed by Louis Malle, 15 years before you decided to shoot this as a film. Was Louis Malle the first person you thought of?
Louis was an accident. We couldn't think of anyone. When we finished the script, Wally and I had this incredibly arrogant luncheon where we tried to think of a director, you know, and we'd say, oh, I don't know, Antonioni would be great, but would he be funny enough? Fellini would be great, but would he be deep enough?
But there's another factor here. You have a project that has really two directors. You're directing the play, and I can't imagine Fellini not wanting to direct the actors and the play as well as the film. Malle seemed to be amenable to this sort of thing.
Malle Wally and I were a match made in heaven. He completely let me deal with the actors, except for one moment. He had an idea that wasn't mine.
A thing with the hair?
No. A thing with an actual way of performing something. Only once.
Well, the film starts off with people walking down 42nd Street, and then they come into the theater, and they kind of slip into the Chekhov play. But it's a way of saying this is really the early 1990s.
This is now,
and that was important as well?
Oh, that was very important. Same thing with, Jonathan Demme directing The Master Builder. I mean, he is a really today master. He's not somebody, I don't think, interested in interpreting the classics. His films are about today. And
well, both of these plays lend themselves to that.
They do.
Uncle Vanya is timeless. Maybe it's why we love the play so much. And Master Builder deals with themes that we're still working out today.
Like death.
So when will Master Builder be released?
I would think that Master Builder probably would be released next time, sometime next winter. I think the documentary Before and After Dinner would be sometime around the same time.
Did you know Mal was ill?
No. Well, I knew he was ill once he was ill.
He was directing, there was no problem?
I don't think he was ill when we were directing. He had, something like open heart surgery or something like that. So he was very up to doing a smaller film. I once asked Louis, I said, you know, it's so strange that you would want to direct my Dinner with Andre and Vanya. What was your motivation? And he said, I've always loved the talkies.
Andre Gregory's Vanya on 42nd Street collaboration with Louis Malle, now released, reissued by Criterion Collection. Thank you so much for being on our show to talk about it.
Well, it's such a pleasure seeing you in the flesh again.